Good morning, friend. I'm Pastor Carl Rockroar of Zion Lutheran Church in Ridgeville Corners, Ohio. You're invited to join me for our morning meditation. This week, we are considering a passage from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. This is often called the Great Commission, in which Jesus, after having been risen from the dead, blessed and directed his people before he ascended into heaven. Today we consider verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Think about those words. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The breadth and depth of Jesus' statement should make us stop, take a breath, and think. Everything is in Jesus' hands. All spiritual powers are under Jesus. There is no evil power, no spiritual wickedness, no malevolent force that can stop Jesus. All things on earth are under Jesus. No politics, no nation, no human theory, no human wealth, no illness, no plague, no disaster, no war, not even death itself can overpower Jesus. The authority and power of Jesus does not mean his followers will not suffer failures or illness or bad situations in their lives. The book of the Acts of the Apostles records many, many trials and problems of even the apostles. What Jesus is doing is calling his disciples to trust in him, to tell them this is the reality. And he directs them to live their lives in his name. They should not be afraid of any final outcome and result. He is in charge. Many people in powers think they are in charge. And we might be in charge of some things too. But human power can grow, and it also goes away. And if we lose our health or our income or our family life or other things we need, we can become despondent and afraid. Jesus is in charge. He wants to help and guide us. We pray, "Dear Lord Jesus, help me to trust that you are in charge of all things. You know my problems and my fears. You know the challenges my family faces. Give me faith and hope in your authority and in your love for me. In your name I pray. Amen."